Priestess of the White, Age of Five, Book One, written by Trudy Canavan and read by Sarah Douglas.
The tower was taller than any she had seen. It was so high that clouds tore themselves upon it as they passed. Conflicting emotions warred within Emeral. She should flee. Any moment they would see. But she wanted to look, wanted to watch. Something about that white spire fascinated her. She moved closer. As she did, the tower loomed over her. It seemed to flex. She realized too late that this was no illusion. Cracks had appeared, zigzagging along the seams of the huge stone bricks the tower had been built from. The tower was going to fall. She turned and tried to run, but the air was thick and syrupy, and her legs were too weak to move through it. She could see the shadow of the tower lengthening before her. As it widened, she wondered why she hadn't had the sense to run sideways out of its path. Then the world exploded. Everything was abruptly dark and silent. She could not breathe. Voices called her name, but she could not draw enough breath to answer. Slowly, the cold darkness crept in. Prologue. Aurea stepped over a fallen log, taking care that no crinkle of crushed leaves or snapping of twigs betrayed her presence. A tug at her throat warned her to look back. The hem of her tall had caught on a branch. She eased it free and carefully chose her next step. Her quarry moved, and she froze. "He can't have heard me," she told herself. "I haven't made a sound." She held her breath as the man rose and looked up into the mossy branches of an old garpa tree. His dreamweaver vest was dappled with leafy shadows. After a moment, he crouched and resumed his examination of the underbrush. Aurea took three careful steps closer. "You're early today, Aurea." Letting out a sigh of exasperation, Aurea stomped to his side. "One day I'm going to surprise him," she vowed. "Mother took a strong dose last night. She'll sleep late." Layard picked up a piece of bark, then took a short knife from a vest pocket, slid the point into a crack, and twisted it to reveal tiny red seeds inside. "What are they?" she asked, intrigued. Though Layard had been teaching her about the forest for years, there was always something new to learn. "Seeds of the garpa tree." Layard tipped out the seeds and spread them in his palm. "Garpa speeds the heart and prevents sleep. It is used by couriers so they can ride long distances, and by soldiers and scholars to keep awake and..." Falling silent, he straightened and stared into the forest. Aurea heard a distant snap of wood. She looked through the trees. Was it her father come to fetch her home? Or was it the priest, Averim? He had told her not to speak to dreamweavers. She liked to secretly defy the priest. But to be found in Layard's company was another matter. She took a step away. "Stay where you are." Aurea stilled, surprised at Layard's tone. Hearing the sound of footsteps, she turned to see two men step into view. They were stocky and wore tough hide vests. Both faces were covered in swirls and dashes of black. "Dunwayans," Aurea thought. "Stay silent," Layard murmured. "I will deal with them." The Dunwayans saw her and Layard. As they hurried forward, she saw that each carried an unsheathed sword. Layard remained still. The Dunwayans stopped a few steps away.
"Dreamweaver," one said, "are more people in the forest?"
"I do not know," Layard replied. "The forest is large and people seldom enter." The warrior gestured with his sword towards the village.
"Come with us."
Layard did not argue or ask for an explanation.
"Aren't you going to ask what's going on?" Aurea whispered.
"No," he replied. "We will find out soon enough."